survive. Remember, people will always be more important than houses. Your main priority is to ensure you and your loved ones are safe and survive. You need to know what to do if you are caught in a fire. You may be threatened by a fire without any warning. Preparation is the key to surviving a bushfire. Whatever happens, make a plan and stick to it. Don't wait and see. Monitor conditions and know the daily fire danger rating. On total fire ban days, it's recommended that you relocate if you have no plan to stay and defend, or if you are caring for vulnerable, young or elderly people. If it is forecast to be catastrophic, leave as early as possible, whatever your initial plan. Keep up to date through the CFS website and local radio. See our website for a full list of our emergency broadcast partners. The safest place is away from the fire. Your life and survival is the highest priority. You and your family's survival and safety will depend on the decisions you make now and acting on these decisions. Put your safety first. Max and Jean's story. From Max and Jean Hitch, Black Tuesday Survivors. It seemed that 40 years of CFS training and working with volunteers helped us to survive, but nothing could have stopped the inferno that engulfed everything in its path on that fateful day. Many lessons were learnt on how we must prepare for this sort of once-in-a-lifetime event. Reflecting on our actions, it would seem that we could have done no more when the fire was upon us, but could have done plenty before the fire season started. End of quote. Bushfire dangers to avoid. Leaving late. Many people who die in bushfires are caught by fire in their cars or on foot trying to escape. Maximise your chances of survival by leaving early. Radiant heat. Radiant heat is the heat you feel radiating from a fire. In major bushfires, this heat can be so intense that it can kill people from hundreds of metres away without a flame ever touching them. Protecting yourself from radiant heat. Distance. The best protection is being as far away from a fire as possible. Shield. Solid walls or buildings can create a barrier between you and the heat. Clothing. As a last resort, protective clothing can reduce the impact of radiant heat. Heat-related illness. Heat stress and dehydration are dangers during bushfires. Protecting yourself from heat-related illness. Drink lots of water. Cool yourself by loosening clothing and encouraging airflow. Rest when it is safe to do so.